following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome, everyone, to the third weekend in September as we are educating all about Alzheimer's. And I hope each and every one of you are going to ALZWA.org and sign up and just donate or support a team. The Alzheimer's Association is doing some amazing things out there, and there's amazing breakthroughs, and obviously we're excited to be a part of this very important effort. And today is a very special show because our favorite guest, Daphne Davis, is here with us from Pinnacle Senior Placements. Daphne, welcome back today.
Hello, everybody.
And we're going to talk about Alzheimer's, obviously, and you are kind of the resident authority on working with families here in Greater Puget Sound and beyond. And certainly, Daphne, you have been involved just throughout the journey. And so we're going to spend this hour together, and we're going to talk about what to do as a family and really how to support, you know, a loved one that has Alzheimer's, or maybe, you know, from the early stages all the way to the end. And so we're going to start right now, Daphne, with the first stages.
Well, thank you so much. And this is an area that's near and dear to my heart. Just a little background that my dad suffered from Lewy body dementia and Parkinson's, and he passed away 4 years ago at a very young age of 74.
Wow.
And so very hard journey. And so not only professionally do I know this, but personally I know this journey. And so today I'd really like to be able to focus on the effects on a family and how a family can help their loved one through this journey. Over the 20 years that I've been doing this job, I've seen some patterns that come up. And often families say to me, Daphne, it feels like you've been sitting in our living room and hearing the conversations.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
You know, I do that too, because people have told me the same thing over and over again, and you kind of go,
So there are some patterns. I don't want to take away the uniqueness of every family story, though.
No.
There are nuances that are unique to your family, and we as caregivers and providers of information need to adjust to those uniqueness.
Sure.
But generally at the beginning is a whole lot of denial on everybody's part. And when someone gets a formal diagnosis, and I'm going to use the word dementia rather than Alzheimer's, because dementia is the overall umbrella, of all kinds of different forms of dementia, and Alzheimer's is one of them. So I'm going to use the word dementia. But when people are starting, or excuse me, let me back up. When people get to the place of having a formal diagnosis of some form of dementia, they usually can look back, and it seems to be about 5 to 7 years that they can say, oh, I started to see some signs. Now that I know what I'm supposed to look for, and now that I know the journey we're on, I can look back and see some of the things.
Sure.
And those things can look like saying irrational things out of the blue. Just like, where did that come from?
Exactly.
You know? And you just go on, because then the conversation continues and everything's normal. We just like had a brain blip. Or it could be some things in terms of added frustrations that normally something doesn't bother somebody. And then it's gone again. You know, this is, I'm thinking back 5 to 7 years from a formal diagnosis. It would also be things like sequential thinking, you know, what comes next. Those are a little harder to recognize, because we can also think in terms of when we walk into a room and we forget what we walked into the room for. It can kind of look like that a little bit, that I just don't remember what I am going to do next.
Right.
Or I came in here for a cup of coffee, but I don't even remember that I came in for a cup of coffee.
Right.
So I don't want everybody to get worried that they're all doing this, because that's normal aging process.
Sure.
But I'm just talking about some of the things that can show up.
Well, and I think a lot of us, we dismiss some of these things because they feel normal.
Yes.
You know, when you're, I mean, we've all walked into a room and think, why did I do this? You know, my mom used to call it part-timers, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
where you feel like, you know, but that may not, there are normal behaviors that sometimes you can dismiss, but if they're starting to happen more and more frequently, The other thing I says, I don't think that people are aware sometimes that they're in that, you know, zone.
Absolutely. That's the biggest thing. And you know, nor should we live in that zone.
Correct.
I want to say, please don't hear this and then start worrying. Mm-hmm. That's not it. Remember, I was talking about this being 5 to 7 years before a formal diagnosis. And so there's 5 to 7 years that are still normal aging.
Mm-hmm.
But the key here in what I want you to hear is there's a couple of medications that doctors like to prescribe early in mm-hmm. the journey
that
of
can slow down
that
those.
Can slow the process down. And it takes a lot of courage to be able to go to your doctor or to say, you know, I think I need to talk to a neurologist mm-hmm. because some of these are things are happening and I don't know if they're normal aging or not. And a PCP, general practitioner, or somebody usually will say, no, don't worry.
Yeah.
Don't worry. But if you start to see a short-term memory loss that's pretty consistent,
yeah,
you know, like I can't recall things that I just did,
mm-hmm.
that's more than just normal aging process.
Sure.
So there, it's hard to pay attention to everything that's going on in this journey, but it's prudent to pay attention so that you can get the benefits of the research that's been done so far.
Right.
And the things that we know, nothing reverses this disease of dementia yet. Nothing stops it, cures it. But we do have some things that slow the process down, and that can be a real gift to families.
Sure.
So that's kind of that very early time. During that time is a lot of patience and grace
right.
and humor. And it's also a good time to start thinking about what kinds of adaptive equipment may we need
mm-hmm.
to learn how to use them. Let's say someone might have some ambulation challenges
mm-hmm.
Or their gait is a little off or their balance is off. It's better to start learning how to use that walker now
mm-hmm.
than get to the place that I can't learn how to do this.
You know,
I can't remember.
I want to spend a little bit more time on that topic because I think that's really important. But I first want to reintroduce you to our listeners. Again, we are talking to our wonderful Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. And Daphne, you are, I just want to ground everyone back. You help families through this process. And
yes.
I think that's really an amazing thing. And there's no unpopular question. There's no question that's out of bounds, anything like that. I know that your phone is wide open to talking to families, and it really, you're an amazing resource. And that's one of the things that I want to really emphasize, that if you're starting to see signs with a loved one, but you're not really sure, you're a really good person to come back to and say, you know, these things are happening, you know?
I'm a non-threatening person. I mean, I am not the expert. I'm mm-hmm. not a doctor. But I certainly am a person that's schooled with just experiential, anecdotal, in the trenches kind mm-hmm. of knowledge. And it is important to ask questions. The other thing at this time is not just asking questions, but start journaling. If you're not a
good
journaler,
point.
Just start journaling for your loved one
mm-hmm.
of what's going on. Or if it's yourself. I have a good friend of mine who mm-hmm. has been very open to this journaling process.
Right.
And she isn't walking the journey herself. And that's been something that just kind of grounded her, that doesn't make her feel mm-hmm. like she's, you know, losing her mind.
Well, and I think that the next thing is that pay attention and educate yourself on what to look for. Because I think a lot of us, I know when my mom, of course, she had vascular dementia,
mm-hmm.
right? So a mm-hmm. Little bit different, obviously, than Alzheimer's. But, you know, you're talking about sequencing. That mm-hmm. was her big thing. And, of course, mm-hmm. that's very common with vascular dementia
mm-hmm.
is, you know, not understanding, you know, scale from 1 to 10. It's always a 4. You know, it doesn't matter what you are.
It's a 4.
It's a 4. So understanding that piece. But I didn't know what to look for
right.
as a daughter. I also didn't understand a lot of the prescriptions that the doctor would give her. I just saw a bunch of drugs there and I'm going, oh my gosh, we're into polypharmacy and this is unbelievable. And you know, all of the different things that I didn't understand. So we as providers, I think, need to do a better job of educating families. And families, you need to start asking better questions as far as what do I need to look for? How can I support my loved one?
Mm-hmm. We've just opened up a whole lot of topics to talk about right there. And they're all really important. So I hope you stick with us for the whole hour and we'll try and get this sequential. But asking questions, knowing information about the drugs that are being taken, understanding, and here's another topic for us to talk about, the relationship between medication support and environmental support.
Huge.
I mean, it's just so many things in this. In terms of me, Daphne, at Pinnacle Senior Placements, I think the most important thing I want you to hear is just call. There is nothing that is contractual.
No.
Nothing that I will call you and anyone from my team will call you.
There's no mailing list.
No, there's
no
nothing.
Harassment. There's no anything. Just pick up the phone.
It's just this, desire to share the information that I have been able to learn over the years with people who are, and I'm going to say, kind of deer in the headlights. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my gosh, what are we doing?
Right.
So that beginning stage can be completely overwhelming. I want to go back to the first word I said, and that's the denial. And that's not just on the children's part, but that's on the person walking the journey as well.
Right.
And so be gentle with them.
Mm-hmm.
Never, ever, ever take away someone's hope. Never take away their dignity, their pride.
Mm-hmm.
Those are just some litmus. And I use the word never intentionally.
Right.
Just don't do it. If you have to stop yourself before you say a word, stop yourself.
Well, and
this also in this time is where families feel really inept and they can stir up some hard feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Give yourself some grace, too, knowing that you are not a professional caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
You are not taught how to language appropriately to someone who's walking through the disease of dementia. So just some words of caution there, but also encouragement.
Yes. And in this beginning stage, as we're wrapping up this first segment, I really want to emphasize, be proactive.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the things you're saying. If you're questioning, this is the time to start doing the research. So, Daphne, I know you'll be right back right after this.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements LLC and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to pinnacleseniorplacements.com.